The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
It's another big game for San Jose Sharks hockey as they begin a three-game road trip in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Tonight at Bridgestone Arena, it's the final meeting of the regular season series between the Sharks and the Nashville Predators. Here's the situation as we see it right now. If the Sharks defeat the Predators in any fashion, the idle Anaheim Ducks will actually clinch a playoff berth. If the Sharks win in regulation against the Predators tonight, the Kings can clinch a playoff berth if they defeat the Seattle Kraken in any fashion in Seattle this evening. It's going to be right down to the wire for both the Sharks and the Predators, who are also on the outside looking in. San Jose coming into this game ranked 11th in the Western Conference with a 37-34-8 record and 82 points. The Predators have 86 points in 80 games played. They're 38-32-10. So they have two games left and the Sharks have three. And there's all kinds of playoff calculus that's going on in the broadcast offices, in the GM's offices, and with all fans around the National Hockey League. How do you handle tonight? The pressure combined with the implications, combined with the immediacy of what you have to do. Ryan Warsawski has a simple answer to that.
Our process is the same, and it's not going to, change. You know, we know and understand how important of a game this is for both teams, and these guys are fighting for their lives and obviously closer in the standings than us. They've showed a level of desperation in both games that we've played them, and, tonight is about us, is to bring our game to them. Let's not tiptoe into it.
San Jose has been dominated in the scoreboard by the Predators with two 6-3 losses so far this year here in Nashville on October 24th and at SAP Center on April the 4th. Head coach Warsawski talked about the most glaring things about those games from his point of view.
I probably start, and I think in both games, and we got behind early, and we let them dictate the game and the way it should be played, and we want to dictate the game. So obviously our start is critical tonight.
What's the mindset inside the Sharks dressing room tonight? Here's what Vinny Desharnais says about that.
I think we're going to face a desperate team, so we got to have to be ready. It's going to be. We were here in this building 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and we know that they have strong starts. They're going to be on their toes. They're going to be physical, so we can't be surprised of it. But we know it, and we know that if we use our speed, if we move the puck, we're going to get our chances. We're going to get Ahmed rushes. So I think we know how to play those guys. We just got to execute.
The one thing that Desharnais says you have to do is disrupt the Nashville rush, which is something the Predators are also thinking about doing to San Jose.
Yeah, I think good gaps. I think hard tracking from our forwards is going to be huge. But it kind of goes back to the same theme that was all season, just being connected. Being connected as a group of five, it's going to be a big key when you play a team that's very aggressive like that. So, we're just going to have to execute it.
What could be the largest differential in size amongst a defensive pair will be one of the features of tonight's game. That's because Luca Cagnoni was recalled from the American Hockey League San Jose Barracuda. He's going to be on one of the Sharks' power play units tonight, and his ability to move the puck and to use his outstanding skating ability are two things that the Sharks feel can help the team's results.
Yeah, I think I played with him a little bit last season at the end of the season, and right away, his edges, his the way he moves his feet, and he's confident with the puck, and I'm excited. I'm excited to play with him tonight. And I kind of told him like, hey, like don't down low. I'll be physical. You just wheel the puck out, and obviously the blue line. He moves so well, and I'll just try to give him the puck and let him do his thing. He's here for a reason, and just excited to play with him. I'll do anything I can to make him feel comfortable and help him out.
Desharnais says that he's excited for the opportunity that Luca presents in being a D partner.
He's a good kid. He works hard, and we're happy he's here, and we're excited to see what he's going to do tonight.
Cagnoni this season, in 67 games played, has 8 goals and 35 assists for John McCarthy's Barracuda. He talked about his season in the AHL.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we had a really good, had a good team with the Cuda down there. I mean, we've been pretty strong throughout the year, and then individually just, you know, trying to find that balance of, you know, being really good offensively and really good defensively, still trying to learn that way, and then just drive offensively. You know, they want me to do more 5-on-5 this year, and I think I've done a pretty good job of that.
One thing the Barracuda have dealt with pretty well is injuries. They have several season-ending injuries to key players, a lot of amateur and professional tryout offers, and Cagnoni says that's made him a better player in many respects.
When you're a player and you kind of have to step up in that moment, especially on the back end, we've had a lot of injuries, and you know, there's been a lot of minutes up there, and I feel like I've handled them pretty well and shown what I can do out there. And yeah, I mean, you know, we bring guys in that have the drive to play, and you know, we try to make them feel as welcome as possible.
And Cagnoni says that he will certainly depend on Desharnais's experience this season.
He's super steady, and I think that's really going to help me out, just having someone back there you can rely on. I mean, mistakes are going to happen throughout the game, and when you can rely on someone, it kind of makes it easier to get through that.
Here's what Ryan Warsawski says about what he expects from Luca Cagnoni.
He's got the skill to make plays, coming out of Rhone End especially, and make guys miss. And, you know, if you can make the first pass miss, you know, their two guys, you have an odd man advantage going the other way. So he does a really good job of that. He can see the ice really well. So we're excited to see what he can do. And he's come a long way since just a few years back now. And obviously he's played in the league and understands the level and how you have to play with a certain amount of detail in your game. And so we're excited to get him, and he'll go up on that top power play as well.
But what about when the Sharks don't have the puck? What if Cagnoni doesn't have control of the play and he's in his defensive zone against the likes of Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, and Ryan O'Reilly? Well, Cagnoni's got a mindset about that.
Just do what I've been doing in the AHL, you know, try to box out early. I mean, I'm not going to be out-muscling anyone, so I just kind of have to play with my stick, you know, give myself a little time and space, make them try to mess up, and then that's when I can kind of take advantage.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
At Comerica Bank, we're all about helping small businesses grow with the right tools. One way we do that is through our Small Business of the Month program, where we feature and promote local businesses like Santa Cruz Olive Tree Nursery, offering dozens of varieties of olive trees to high-density and traditional growers, as well as services and advice to help growers reach their goals. For information, visit santacruzolive.com. To learn more, visit comerica.com/smallbusiness. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
We are live on Hockey Island, inside Riley's mind, to bring you the first ever Inside Out Classic. An NHL game unlike anything you've ever seen before, featuring the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers. Get ready for an emotional hockey showdown with joy, sadness, anxiety, and the rest of Riley's emotions. The Inside Out Classic, Capitals Rangers, Sunday at 7 Eastern, on Disney Plus, Disney XD, and Disney Channel, and the ESPN app.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
What are the Predators thinking about tonight's matchup? Well, Nashville's just as desperate as the Sharks are, and their head coach, Andrew Brunette, has one attitude his team has to take.
Well, we can't give them an inch. I mean, they're a deadly team, and they're arguably the top players in the league. Scary every time he's on the ice, and we have to understand when he's on the ice. And we have to have, and we've done a good job, it'll be tested tonight about the mindset of playing a certain way. We understand who we are and how we get there, and we have to be mentally strong to get to our game. And like I said, we've done a good job, but we'll be tested tonight. We know this group, and they probably love nothing better than punch us out here too. So we gotta be ready for that first punch, and hopefully we throw the first punch.
Join Jamal Mayers and me for all of the exciting coverage at 4:30 Pacific time. The Sharks and the Predators right here. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.